How dare you have an opinion? You don't have kids.
I know. How dare me? I'm a horrible human being who should probably just go straight to hell.
Probably. Okay, whatever. Make it happen.
Those people have unhealthy marriages, unhealthy relationships.
Can't we all just write a check?
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon.
Deontay, I promise you that just because you have not seen or heard a sleep story yet does not mean I'm not going to do it. How many negatives were in that sentence?
About three.
Too many. Only one negative per sentence, people. Come on. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I've just been a little bit busy with my own stuff, but I promise you it's going to be great.
I'm just saying, move me up on the priority list.
I know. You're very important to me.
It would be great if I could just get a few minutes of extra me time.
I get that.
Okay.
I know that you need it with three kids and a husband and so much stuff going on in your life. And now that my ISR certification is complete, I have a little bit of extra time.
Okay.
That I can devote to your happiness.
I love it. I love it. I love that you're making my happiness a priority.
That can be my new goal in life, is to make you happy.
I love that. I wish it was somebody's goal.
Well, now it's mine. You're welcome.
Thank you. You're the best, Shannon.
How are things at home with the kids?
Oh, crazy. I hate the school year. I really do. I know most people, I'm a mostly stay-at-home mom, and I say that because I work, but I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so my schedule is constantly crazy, and a lot of it is the fact that my kids are involved in 100 different activities, and I get that. But I think that just in general, the world makes parents' lives more difficult. If we could change a few things, it would make all of the moms a lot happier.
Such as?
I have a list.
Okay.
5 things that I would like to do away with.
Oh, okay.
Let's just get rid of these things. We don't need them.
All right. I'm curious to hear about this list.
The first one, early school start times.
Okay.
Remember when we were kids and you went to school from 8:30 to 3:30?
Or 8 to 3?
Yeah, something like that. Well, kids start school early now.
What does that
mean? My kids start school at 7:50.
Okay.
Which means we have to be out of the house by 7:30. Which means I have to have my kids up at 6:45, 7 at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are supposed to have 10 to 12 hours sleep, you have to have your kids in bed at 8 o'clock. If they have practice or dance until 6:15 or 6:30 or 7, how are you supposed to come home, get homework done, get them off to an activity, somehow in there fit dinner, maybe spend a minute or two with your kids before you try and get them off to bed?
So they have to be there at 7:50. So it's safe to assume that they get out about 2:50?
Well, they get out about 3.
So what are you doing between the time school ends and the time they have to go to their activity at 6:15 or whatever it
might
be?
Well, homework. Well, everybody has multiple activities. So it may be one starts at 4:30 or one may start right after school, and it's shuffling everybody around. But I have friends whose kids start school at 7:15, 7:30. If I wanted to get my kids on the bus to go to school, the bus comes at 7 o'clock.
You got to learn to deal with whatever life throws at you.
Yeah,
and if that means getting up early, then that means getting up early.
Yeah, but getting up early for little kids, it doesn't give them enough time to get enough sleep in. It really just doesn't.
Well, then they're getting home early enough.
But what if you work? I mean, it's not just me. So if your kids have to go to daycare or after school and you get off of work at 5, you don't get to pick them up until 6.
I do get that. I don't know how a lot of people do it.
Oh, I have no idea how parents who work full-time regular jobs do it. That's beyond me.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess in that sense, I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But as far as just not wanting to, I mean, you got to get up early anyway. What's a few minutes earlier going to hurt, really?
Oh, dude, you have no idea.
Okay. I guess it's really not fair for me to say anything.
Yeah, it's not fair because you don't have kids.
I know.
How dare you have an opinion? You don't have kids.
I know. How dare me? I'm a horrible human being who should probably just go straight to hell.
Probably.
Okay. What's your next one?
I'll meet you there. After game snacks. Remember when we were kids and you had like sliced up oranges at halftime and then maybe some water afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
After game snacks have become the biggest production. Parents are putting together bags of food, and not just one thing, but like three different snacks and a drink.
Well, you have to one up the parent that did it the week before you.
I don't want to one up anybody.
Well, then don't do it.
I want to bring organic goldfish and water and call it a day.
Heck, I just bring a big bag of Doritos.
Grab a handful
and a gallon of water and be done with it.
I'm telling you, I have been to my kids' soccer games with parents who bring a bag decorated with a soccer ball, and there's a candy bar and a granola bar and some fruit chews and Gatorade.
Those people have unhealthy marriages, unhealthy relationships, and they don't have anything better to spend their time on, so they devote it to decorating Ziploc bags that nobody's going to even look at except for the other parents.
There is no 7-year-old in the world who has played soccer so hard they need Gatorade. There just isn't. Get some honest juice and call it a day.
Heck, Capri Sun for that matter.
Juice Kool-Aid. Box.
Kool-Aid.
Juice box and some crackers.
Yeah?
Let's keep it moving.
I agree with you on that one. That the parents are a little bit ridiculous. And the thing of it is that it's all for show. I mean, it truly is all for show.
Yesterday, we were snacks, and I had organic goldfish, and I thought, okay, maybe we need one more little thing to go with that. So I sent Kelly to the store. I said, go and get something to go with organic goldfish. He looked at me and he goes, nothing goes with organic goldfish. Okay, whatever, make it happen. Just do it.
Bag of cuties or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what he got.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Something we didn't need.
But you're right. That is a little bit ridiculous.
It is.
Probably.
It's stupid. Make it go away. Back to orange slices. Orange slices for everyone.
Yeah.
It was a good time back then. Here's another thing. Homework. Do second graders really need homework? Do they? I don't think so. I mean, there are studies that have shown that homework does not help your children learn. You're basically just finishing up stuff you didn't have time to do during school.
Exactly.
Which is stupid. Do it during school.
They don't have enough time. And right now, everything is so directed towards
testing.
Yeah, the STAR test or whatever it might be, that teachers are kind of screwed.
I know. So let's eliminate the testing first.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
And then they can work during school and let's get rid of the homework. I mean, really, does your first grader need homework?
First grade, I would say that the younger kids, yes, because then they can practice their handwriting and their numbers and all that stuff and get some help from the parents. That really did make a difference for me when I was younger.
Help from your parents?
Was doing it at home, getting in trouble when I didn't get it right the first 500 times. And just repetition. Repetition helps with your basic skills, and then you can build on those basic skills in school.
Oh my gosh. Homework is just the bane of my existence. And what you think should take like 10 minutes takes like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And again, who has that much time after school to do all of that?
I mean, if you're sitting there over your child's shoulder helping them with every single problem, times three for you, I mean, it is a lot. But, you know, I have to side with teachers a little bit on homework and just say that it's necessary sometimes.
I would venture to say that even most teachers are not big on the homework thing.
Probably not. I mean, that's
because then they have to grade
it. Yeah. You know what I would say about, and I don't know if this is on your list, I haven't seen it, but the science fair, that can go.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of the science fair? Honestly, though.
I don't think we did a science fair, but it was like a science project when I was in eighth grade. Yeah, I didn't really tell my parents about that. I did the most half-assed job on it, and I just barely passed eighth grade science because of it.
Here's the one science fair that I remember. I put it off until the last second, of course, and then I go to my mom. I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, I have to turn in something for the science fair tomorrow. So my mom, this is genius now that I think about it, and I think I actually won like third place with it, but we made an earthquake, which consisted of a cardboard box with a half cardboard box on top of it. You put some dirt and some sand and some little army guys or whatever in there. And then she took her massager and stuck it in there. The massager would make everything vibrate. and it was like an earthquake. I think I used that 2 times in the science fair, and I think I won one of them, like top 5 at least.
I hope those 2 times were the only times that massager was used.
I would assume so, because it was a big-headed massager, and I don't really know what anybody possibly could have done with such a thing.
Oh, I have bad visual. Oh,
I had no idea until, you know, like 8 years later that massagers, in air quotes, typically aren't massagers.
Oh.
But, you know, I gotta give my mom the benefit of the doubt and assume that that's what it was. Anyway, next.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Okay, following the homework thing, mm-hmm. reading calendars, the reading log. Everybody is really big on the whole reading thing mm-hmm. because, of course, that leads into the testing and blah, blah, blah. And so you're required to read with your kid 20 minutes a night.
Right.
Which is fine. I don't have problems with the reading thing. And my kids are really great readers. If I have to fill out the reading log every single night, that is one more thing that I have to do.
It's a line.
It's not just the line. You also have to check the homework. You also have to sign the our kids are called a moose. So you have to sign that to see what they did in school today. You got to fill out the permission slip. You got to do this. And you got to fill out the reading log. And you have to log exactly how many minutes. I don't have time to keep track of time.
But it's your job as a parent to make sure that stuff gets done.
I know. But let's focus on the stuff that's important.
Reading is important.
I know. And they're doing the reading. But I don't have time to keep track of, okay, what time is it? Oh, it's 3:20. Let me know when you're done. They're just done. Trust me when I say they read 20 minutes or 40 minutes or 60 minutes. Who knows? Is it really that important that I write down 22 minutes they started reading at this time and they finished reading at that time?
Just make it up. Or have them write it down and you sign it.
You know what? I tried that and then Miles is like, you know, he's 7, so you have to remind him to do things. Okay, if you go read. Have you read today? Go read. But then he doesn't write down what time he started. And I'm busy trying to, I'm finishing up work or I'm making dinner. I forget what time he started. And then he forgets to what time he quit. And, just trust me. He read the damn 20 minutes.
Just make it up. As long as he did it, who cares?
I know, but it's
accurate.
But it just goes back to the, you know, you're trying to, it's one more thing that you have to do.
Okay.
Let's do away with all of the minuscule things. Let's concentrate on the big stuff. Like, did the boy get an A? Did he pass the test? Did he get 100 on the spelling test? Those are the big things. Let's worry about that.
Okay.
It's stupid. Parents will agree. Reading logs are dumb.
I'll allow you to take that stance. I'm not going to argue with you. What's
dumb.
Next?
Here's the biggest thing, and I think almost every parent would agree with this one. School fundraising. If you work in like in a big office, every week some parent is coming in with a sign-up form with their kid who's selling cookie dough or pizza-making kits or wrapping paper or some load of crap that you're going to pay way too much for, stuff that you mm-hmm. don't need.
Yeah.
Can't we all just write a check? You're selling candy bars and smell good candles and all this overpriced crap that you don't need that you could get at Ross for 75% less. And they don't get you, and the school hardly gets any of that money anyway. Can't we just write checks?
But if this podcast was happening 15 years ago, I would kind of get it. But now, everything is so easy with social media.
Mm-hmm.
You just post it. Hey, who wants this?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be done with it pretty much.
But it's still the fact you still have to collect the money. You still have to deliver the stuff.
Set up a PayPal. Have people donate to the PayPal and then be done with it.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose? If your kid is supposed to be the one doing the fundraising, because you can't, here's the thing. 15 years ago, you could go door to door. You could, you know, go up and down your street. You can't do that anymore. One, everybody's got a no soliciting sign on their door.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you coming knocking door to door. You can't send your kid alone.
Does that apply to kids though?
I think for some people it does.
Okay.
Not for me. I mean, I don't have a no soliciting sign, but I mean, if you're a kid and come to my door, I'm probably going to buy something. But most kids aren't going door to door. They can't go door to door alone. Whose parents have time to go walking up and down the street to every single neighbor and you got to bring all your other kids along? It's just too much.
Yeah.
So then if the parent is just posting it on social media, then that defeats the purpose of the kid doing the fundraising because it's not the kid.
Well, it's not the kid anyway, most of the time.
Exactly, which is why why am I having to do the fundraising? It's not my school. Why can't I just write a check?
But you can if you take my idea and set up a PayPal, have people send you money, and then just write a check for whatever they give you.
But do people do that? Will people say, hey, I'll give you $10 for your kid's school?
Why not?
I don't know.
It's worth a try.
Hey.
And if it doesn't work, then you know not to try it again. But if it does, then I'm a complete genius, and you can thank me at an award ceremony somewhere.
Well, and the only downside to that is if you're the parent that does that, then your kid is the one that doesn't get the, you know, light up glow ball or...
Buy them a dang light up glow ball at the dollar store.
Hey, I am right there with you. Miles just joined Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. and we've had one meeting and already they're like, here, we're selling popcorn.
You know that this stuff is going to happen, though. You know that it comes with the package.
Pain. Can't
well, then
we
don't involve them in so much crap?
It's for their benefit.
How?
All of the lessons that they learn.
You are one of those people that just cannot be tamed. My God, I tell you, this is what you do to fix it, and you're just like, no, that's not going to work. No, that, well, why would they do that?
I'm not saying it's not going to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what you say.
No, but they have to. You
can, and you're complaining about all these things.
I'm saying, no, I am speaking for parents everywhere. If you just do away with these things, they can continue to do the other things. Let's do Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and not sell stuff. Why? Why is that so hard?
I'm not listening to you anymore. You just shook your finger at me.
You were shaking your finger at me first.
Because
it was a double shaking finger thing.
Because you don't listen. No wonder your kids are horrible human beings. They're just like you.
They're just like their Aunt Shannon.
No, they don't listen because you don't listen either. They don't know that skill because they don't see it.
I hear you. I feel like I'm talking to my kids. I hear you.
I gotta go. Gosh.
I don't love you, Shannon.
I don't love you either.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.